everybody. People of the world, listeners of our ears, voices. Welcome to the Lifecast, episode number 108. I am here, hosting for the first time in 108 episodes.
Yeah, you are.
Probably the last time. I'm joined by a wonderful group of guests. To my left immediately is Deanna.
Hello.
You may know her from the Lifecast.
Yeah, I hosted like 102 of these episodes.
There's Patrick Bowden.
Hello.
You may know him from the Lifecast. There's Daniel Sylvia.
Yo.
You may know him from the Lifecast. There's Sydney Smith.
And Biscuit.
You may know them from the Lifecast.
I didn't get a last name.
Oh. Hosting is stressful.
It's fucking not.
Deanna Mini Asian to my left.
Still didn't get a last name there.
Deanna Mini Asian to my left.
Everybody gets variations on drop the it. Name.
When you complain about the last name, you get a worse one.
All right, Adam Dasani.
Hey, you know, that's my Twitter.
Adam Pulling Springs.
Ooh, I mean, yeah, I had that for a while.
Adam Aquafina.
That doesn't even fit. Neither does Pulling Spring.
You're the one that put it as your Twitter name.
Episode 108.
What about Nestle?
Ew.
Adam Nestle.
Nestle was probably somebody's last name. Where's my... Oh.
It was
Nestle's
last name. It was Mr. Nestle.
What if
Mr.
his first name was Wesley?
Wesley Nestle.
Wesley Nestle.
Oh, no.
That's a name for Hollywood, and I think we'd know it if it existed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's look him up on Google.
Wesley Nestle.
Yeah.
All right.
What have you guys been up to?
Looking up Wesley Nestle.
Is that it?
Jeez. Oh, no, there's someone who
wait,
has
at
it.
At the Otaku?
At the Critaku.
Oh, okay.
Candy lover and anime extraordinaire. The proverbial prince of punchlines. They're from Maryland.
Ew.
Yeah. That wasn't as exciting as I thought it would be.
No, that was a little grosser than I thought
yeah.
it would be. Yes, what have y'all been up to?
I played Monster Prom and still didn't get a date.
No. Like, at all?
At all. I think I want to romance the two hardest people to romance in that game.
Is it Demon Boy and Vera?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Feeling.
Yeah. Pat actually played with me and Nugget on stream. Ooh. And Pat was the only person to get a date all
Who'd
night.
Pat go for?
I just kind of winged it, and I ended up with Polly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Polly's probably the easiest one to fuck.
Okay.
Probably.
Polly's yeah. cool, though.
Mm. I like her spirit. No pun intended.
I haven't played Monster Prom. I'm very confused. I will
you
eventually.
Date monsters.
It's a competitive dating sim.
No, yeah. I know that much. I don't know the characters at all.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Polly's a ghost.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Polly's a ghost. Vera's a Medusa.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Damien is a demon.
Is she the quiet girl?
No.
She's the business.
She's the businesswoman.
Okay.
Yeah. and there's Scott. And the mermaid.
Scott is the only one I
Scott's
know.
Scott's the werewolf.
Because of Jess.
Yeah. He's also very easy to date. And then there's the vampire. And I think that's it. Yeah.
I'll play eventually.
I was very happy. Scott was really
game.
Easy to date because I didn't particularly care for any of the characters on like the first playthrough.
Oh, okay.
And
I just
wanted
Demon
to keep,
Boy,
I just wanted to keep
like
her from Jessica. and I succeeded.
That you did.
That was a good time.
There was a moment where in the first playthrough, Nugget and I were both trying to date Vera, but I ended up doing more like things that would have helped her out in mm-hmm. the long run, but we both got rejected.
Mm-hmm.
There was one point where she came up to Pat's character and she was like, well, who do I take to prom? And we were all playing this on stream, screen sharing.
Mm-hmm.
And I made me and Nugget close our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
No way to tell if Nugget was.
Yeah.
and then I made Pat choose. I like flipped the keys a bunch of times.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought it wouldn't spoil it before it left dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
But it Pat
does.
Chose
it,
me.
It does.
Yeah.
It spoils it.
Yeah. Because we waited a couple. I like progressed a couple of things before I let us open our eyes again. So. That was kind of disappointing. I wish there was a way that you could do that and not tell, like, let other people know what you're picking.
Hmm.
They also rely on, like...
Maybe if it worked like Jackbox, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, their own servers thing?
Yeah.
Well, they're doing an online thing, but it
yeah,
seems
it
like
has
everybody...
A lot of bugs.
It's buggy right now.
Yeah.
They didn't realize it was buggy until, like, the day of release.
Yeah. Nugget and I were playing it online, and it worked out pretty okay.
Yeah.
So we
for
didn't
some
have
people,
any issues.
For some people, cool. it's fine. And for some people, it just doesn't work.
Yeah. I think my only issue was it leans on drug use as a punchline a lot, which is like not super great. Okay. I can understand how someone who had like struggled with that would not be too hot on that.
Okay.
But that's it. All
right.
Yeah, that's all I've been playing. I was going to start God of War, but I think I'll do that tomorrow because I got the disc literally yesterday. So.
What a good segue. What have you been playing, Patrick Lawrence Bowden?
I played God of War.
Yeah, I did too.
All of Saturday.
I played a whole bunch of that. I finished it last week.
I finished it Saturday.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that sounds like a Thick Thoughts is on the way.
Yeah. I'll finish it as fast as I can.
I asked Kennedy for the art. She's doing it.
Oh, cool.
So the feed will be up soon. You'll be able to hear our 2-month-old opinions on Monster Hunter.
Yeah, we're just going
to. While we all play like way more of it after that podcast, you'll hear outdated Monster Hunter opinions.
Yeah.
That features none of the DLC.
Yuck.
But yeah, what did you think about God of War, Pat?
Is it really good?
Yeah, no, it's really fucking good.
I really one thing is like the transitions between like the actual gameplay and all that to cutscene. And
yeah, it's got the cinematic ones.
Like, there's no loading.
Yeah, no, they're seamless. Yeah, it's got the in-engine transitions. They're really nice. Great. Yeah,
crisp.
Which is the one of the marks of any great video game, such as the Phantom Pain and Uncharted 3.
Like, the Phantom Pain didn't really have loading screens.
Yeah. Only good games have like those in-engine transitions where literally nothing changes. You just like the camera just moves back a little bit and you're walking forward.
Yeah,
like, only good games do that. I swear to God. Like if I see that happen, I'm like, this game's probably gonna be pretty good at least. Like, and it's especially good when it's like the start menu because remember like Uncharted 3, it was like the background and they were like walking by and they picked up the AK out of the sand and the game was just started.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that shit's so cool. I love when they do stuff like that. But yeah, God of War is one of the seamless transition video games, so thus it's at least pretty good just on its first 1 minute of gameplay.
Yep. It might be my goatee.
Pat, it's May. There's only been one game out.
I know.
It's only been like 5 games out.
I know. I don't play that many new games.
That was such a gross cough.
Yeah, I was very upset that you excluded Yakuza 6. My goatee.
It's May.
And
it's May.
You should. You'd like them.
It's May.
I feel like Pat would enjoy Yakuza more if he didn't have to read them.
To read them.
Can they like dub Yakuza? I mean, it would make it way worse. But like, could they dub it just for Pat?
No. Go play the old ones.
I don't want to dub.
There's not like that much read. Never mind. That's a complete lie. that's
a total fucking lie. It's 30 hours.
I don't want to fucking read a game.
I watched Adam play for like an hour, and it was a lot.
That's why I gave up on Yakuza 0.
Yeah.
You gave up on the best one?
Yep.
But no, that's a lie. It's a lot of fucking
reading. It's a lot of fucking reading.
Pat, just suck it up and go for it. It gets so much better.
$10 upcharge for a dub.
I'd pay it.
Although dubs are loses, bad.
It would lose, like, so much, though. Mm-hmm. It would lose, like, so much. Like, there's something so good about their, like, serious Japanese tones.
But what if we got Johnny Young Bosch? Get.
Pat, just play it, please.
No. All
right. I don't want to read. Well, yeah, God of War.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what'd you think of God of War?
Let's see.
Don't spoil it.
I don't want to spoil it for Thick Thoughts. I want to collect my thoughts. Yeah. Collect my thick thoughts.
Yeah.
I ended up really loving that game. I think they could have cut like an hour out of that ending. I think that like the climax of the ending started and like went on a little too long. I could feel like I was really enjoying my time. Like I didn't even look up how long this game was because I'm like I just wanted it to take me for a ride. And then towards the ending, I'm like it was like maybe one or too many puzzle sections or like one or too many rooms of enemies.
That final fight probably went on.
It was a long fight. They definitely took their time to make their point, and I don't think they needed to. I think the point in that fight was pretty clear after the first like minute of it. So yeah, I get what you're saying there. I think a lot of the stuff towards the end could have been tightened up a little bit.
Yeah.
But I guess, I don't know.
But it told that story so well.
Yeah, it told that story really well. It did what it needed to. It didn't really, like, go to any, like, really far outreaching places, which I actually super dig. It just kind of like kept its story grounded and just like went through it.
Yeah.
Which I really loved. I think it's really good.
I want to go and check out all the side stuff.
Yeah, I'm gonna check out some of the side stuff. I did some of it before. I let Victor borrow it. Okay. And some of the side stuff is pretty cool.
Okay.
Because I think Greg was talking about it last week. They do this not weird thing. This is a great thing, where each one of the side quests is like Kratos attempting to teach Atreus like a lesson or something like that. Where it's like, okay, well now we don't know how to do this after. It's almost like you're watching Kratos try to like shape this boy and be a dad through all of the side quests. Cause it's like, okay, only an idiot would fall for that. Now you know not to do it next time, boy, and stuff like that. And I think those are that's like super cool.
Yeah.
Because it kind of gives all the side quests a little bit of meaning and depth that they wouldn't otherwise have.
Which is a lot better than like side quests from any other game where it's just like...
Where it's just collect a thing.
Do this thing.
You need to collect five more of these. All right, cool. Go back. Here's your experience. Bye-bye.
Escort mission.
Yeah, they definitely... It doesn't seem like there are, too many side quests. It seems like they kept it kind of limited.
Yeah.
And it's probably for the better.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Then there's the Valkyrie stuff too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually didn't try any of those.
I kept accidentally running into them.
Yeah.
Thinking they were main story things. Yeah. So I'd go in, guns blazing, and fucking die.
No, they're really strong enemies. They're the definition of post game enemies.
Yeah. I lost my train of thought.
Just don't mention the spoiler.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd just run in, she'd scream, please kill me, and then I'd try, and then I'd fucking die.
Yeah.
Cool.
They're hard.
They're extremely hard.
Yeah, I think I've said all I needed to on God of War.
Yeah, for now. Mm-hmm.
Until we get to that thick thoughts.
Yeah. What about you, Dan?
Over the past couple days, I have been playing like nothing but Battletech.
Okay.
And it's such a fantastic game. Like, I the first little bit I played of it, I was like really indifferent towards it, but the more I really like started to get into it, I got super into it. Mm-hmm. I think I'm like 15 hours in right now.
Okay.
It's doing a lot just in terms of like mechanics and stuff like that, and it's all working out really well because it's not just a turn-based strategy game. It's also a financial simulator. It's also I don't know what to call it, like, I don't know. It does a lot of like life sim shit along with being a strategy game, and it all, oddly enough, works out really well. It looks great. The writing is fantastic. It's from Harebrained Games, the same people who did Shadowrun stuff. So like they have some amazing story beats and like everything they do, and this one is no different. Mm-hmm. So I got like super invested in the story of this game in like the first 2 hours. It's super in depth. You cannot brute force it at all.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yeah,
I'm planning on getting into it later.
Yeah, it's like the absolute best kind of like rewarding hard, mm-hmm. where like when you get like swept. You like, no, it's just your fault.
Oh, cool.
Because, like, the map design is so well done, and it's initiative-based turns, not just, like, your team's turn, enemy's turn. And that means that every action you do is, like, more important because the enemies can work around it.
Okay, so it's all just, like, there's, like, a logical order.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like D&D.
Okay, cool.
And you can customize and outfit all different kinds of mechs. Team balance is really important. You're given four mechs per... mission and four pilots, mm-hmm. and you just kind of specialize the pilots. So do you want them to be really bulky? Do you want them to be like a long range unit? They use a lot of Shadowrun terminology, like gunnery is a stat in the game. And you have so much access to so many different kinds of customization for the mechs, and you can make them basically however you want. I've turned mechs intended for like long range supporting fire into like scouts. So you can pretty much make anything how you want it if you have the right outfit for it. And it also just does a lot of really cool stuff in terms of like paying tribute to the old Battletech board games. Because it's based off of an old board game.
Cool.
And one of the things I really love is you can customize your mechs, the name of your mercenary group, and your color palette for like your entire team. And in the room you do this, along with seeing like a hologram of the mech to like customize your stuff, right next to it are like little like painted miniatures of like various pieces from a Battletech board game.
It's cool.
And it's just so well designed. And something that I really love about it is in between missions, because you actually have to travel like through in-game days and stuff to like get to places to do missions. During these in-game days, just stuff will happen on your ship with your crew, and it's your job as captain to resolve drama, fix parts, and like actually interact with your crewmates on like a personal level. So it like actually feels like you're managing a crew of people, and you get like small benefits for it, like little morale boosts and stuff. And it's always like it can be like super important, or it can be like really stupid. Like I remember just yesterday when I was playing, one of the pieces of drama that came up was the ship was running low on coffee and two people wanted the last cup of coffee and there wasn't enough. So me as captain, I was just deciding, you know what? Y'all are children. I'm taking the coffee. And it's just shit like that.
Okay.
And it's like, it's really nice. It adds a lot of just like humanness to them because like more than just plot centric stuff is happening.
Yeah.
It's really, really good so far.
That sounds really cool.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah. Highly recommend it. It's $40.
It seems well worth it.
It is. Like, I'm 15 hours in. I'm also only on, like, the start of the main story beat. So, like, it's packed to the brim with shit to do.
Okay.
I got the stuffed bear.
Oh, nice.
I named her Biscuit. And I finished playing Kirby Star Allies, and that is a weird game.
That ending is like...
Is that the Switch one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That ending is like way more fucked up than like a Kirby game ever has been. And it's just fucking weird. Like, you know, generally your Kirby games are like, oh, hey, well, King Dedede got bigger, or well, he got a new toy to play with. This one's like so fucked up. And like so different, and I'm like, huh, this is like unsettling almost. unsettling by Kirby standards.
There's like human sacrifice.
Oh.
It's
like, they're summoning demons.
Yeah, no.
It's weird.
It's weird. It's weird shit.
I've also now played two bad Kirby games and I've yet to play a good one. Because I played that and I played Rainbow Curse.
Those are probably the two worst ones you could play. That being said, a lot of Kirby games are, like, very, like, they're, like, on, like, a line of just, like, all right to good.
That's fine.
And, like, they don't, like, stray away from that.
Yeah.
Besides, like, a few of them. I mean, there's, like, a couple, like, standout ones, but.
Yeah.
Well, I think my favorite is still Amazing Mirror.
Yeah.
And the good version of Rainbow Curse. Canvas Curse. Yeah.
That one's super good.
Yeah.
Worked way better on the DS.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are a few standout ones, but a lot of them just kind of like
stay
on the same line. You don't need to play every Kirby game because you're generally just going to get the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
I remember I was playing Star Allies with some friends at Anime Boston,
mm-hmm.
And I forget his name, but he's the bat dude that can cause black holes.
Meta Knight?
No, it's like just a bat.
Oh, okay.
I forget his name. But whatever
it is.
I
don't know a single fucking character's name in that game besides King Dedede.
And Meta Knight.
And Meta Knight. Like, I don't fucking. Okay. There was the flame one that had a pun. I forget. Flamberger or something like that. Flamberger or something like that. Some garbage.
I don't know any of the names either, honestly.
Francisca.
Yep.
They all had, like, weird pun names. Like, I think the electric one had Zap in her name, and then we had Flamberger, and we had Francisca.
But this bat, I forget what he does, what his name is, but he drops bombs, and if you charge his attacks, he creates a black hole that sucks up literally every enemy on screen, and you can just do it as much as you want.
Nice.
Oh, wow. That's
no cool. Reprimandations.
Oh, wow.
So, like, already easy Kirby games are made, like... They're not games anymore with that thing. And I was just thinking, wow, what fucking genius decided to put this in and think it was good game design?
Yeah. No, there's a lot of weird shit. Like, a lot of the combination things are funky, too, and stuff like that. Because So if you're playing with computers as well, if you hold up, you press up to combine powers, yeah, or do like I forget what they call it, like friend power moves or some garbage like that. And if you have the Beetle on your team, the Beetle, I swear to God, this motherfucker will run across from fucking Narnia to pick you up and throw you. Like, this motherfucker will come from anywhere he is to just be like, oh, wait, oh, you want to combine with me? And he'll fucking sprint and pick you up and just throw you just to ruin your plan. It got so annoying because, like, they will also try to combine with you because, yeah, a lot of the puzzles you need two people to do it. And if you have, like, even one computer, they'll be like, oh, well, I can do it too, because they'll automatically assume that you need them. And a lot of the time it isn't, and that's just that's just how it goes. You end up doing useless powers. But yeah, I think that game is super fucking lame.
That's it.
That's it?
I'll play more things soon. I'm almost done. We're near the end.
Other than God of War, I haven't really been playing much because I finished that. I played a lot of Pokemon Go. I started to get into the raid stuff last week. Raids are really fun, and a lot of people still play this game, much to my surprise. That being said, there's definitely I might have mentioned it last week, but there's definitely segregation at these fucking raids by team, because you get like two extra balls, and you can't use your own supplies. You have to use the premier balls they give you at the raid. So yeah, it's definitely a lot of fun. I went way more in depth the last week, so go listen to that if you want to hear more. Other than that, nothing really.
We played Fortnite the other day.
Yeah, we played some Fortnite. Fortnite's really fun. People are really fucking incredible at Fortnite. It's like actually insane. And I also heard they don't really have like an MMR in Fortnite or anything like that, so they kind of just throw you up against whoever.
Yeah.
You can get either a fucking mobile player or you can get God himself in your Fortnite match.
I can't wait to see on my kill feed that I've been killed by Ninja.
That's a thing. We can just stream snipe Ninja and play with him. But it's really hard because there are also 70 trillion people playing this game. But yeah, no, that game is really fun. They're adding a Infinity War mode tomorrow or something like that. We'll see what that is. But they're doing a collaboration with Marvel for an Avengers something in Fortnite tomorrow.
If it doesn't have the Thanos copter, I'm going to be upset.
I don't think
so. If you don't drop from the Thanos copter.
Hey, you know, that game certainly does it. Like, that game is certainly all, like, on its weird bit, so it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
They definitely, like, pay off of a good joke in that game.
Mm.
But yeah, other than that, yeah, just God of War. A little bit of Fortnite, a little bit of a lot of Pokemon Go, a little bit of Fortnite. Nothing new, basically. All right. Anybody have anything else they want to talk about?
No.
A resounding yes.
I have a bit from a few episodes ago that I revived for this episode, if we want to get into that.
I got some games.
Oh, okay. You got some games?
I got some games.
Well, I thought Fortnite was yours. Sorry.
That was my game?
Yeah. I thought Fortnite and Pokemon Go were the things you were going to talk about. My bad.
Oh, what? I'm confused.
No, go. Do your thing.
Okay. Well, I have two little game segments. Oh, wait. Oh, no. I was going to... You meant video games. Yeah, no, that was it. I meant, like, actual games.
Oh, you meant bits.
I meant bits.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, do you want to hear about the Sega Game Gear TV tuner?
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
What?
It allowed you to watch analog TV on your Game Gear. It was a little antenna for your handheld device.
Who the fuck would want to watch TV on a Game Gear?
It gets better.
The same person who watches Shark Tale on their Game Boy Advance.
I'm pretty sure the screen on the GBA is still bigger than the Game Gear.
So it was released in the early 90s. Plugged into the cartridge slot and accepted an AV input for VCRs and the like, which turned it into a small portable TV.
It's not portable if you have to plug it into a VCR.
It also wasn't very portable because it had a very bad battery life.
Because you had to hardwire it to a VCR or a cable box.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, it had the antenna in it, so it could do TV on its own. But if you wanted to use a VCR, you're not going anywhere. Yeah,
oh,
that's
my
it.
God.
Oh, man.
It looks like the radio my grandfather used to listen to baseball on.
Why does every single Sega system have peripherals that make it look like it's on life support?
look like they do.
It's because they were.
Also, man, like every Sega thing ever is so fucking hideous.
They
needed like a graphic designer they needed an artist.
Yeah.
Something to design their fucking
consoles. I'm pretty sure every single one of these badants have been Sega peripherals.
Yeah, no, Sega's like super weird because Sega
except
had
for the,
like,
the Atari Joy Board.
Yeah. Like Sega had these like super cool things and like they were fucking useless for their time. They were
the
inconvenient. They didn't work. But they had ideas.
Yeah.
Oh no, the Game Boy has a TV tuner as well.
I should have
gotten
that one.
Is that an official one, or is that like a?
Is it a fish?
Is it a fish?
Oh, now they're actually making out.
Oh, he's teasing her. Look at her go. Look at him go.
Is that how you tease? You just gently lean your head back and forth.
You gotta see how badly you want it. Do you think they know what we're talking about? Every move they make.
Doesn't look like it. Doesn't look like it.
Play by play.
I don't think this is official, but.
Oh, he doesn't want to.
No, that's not official.
That's unofficial.
That's not
official. No, we're talking official bad video game accessories.
That's how.
Well, but yeah, that's all I have on the Sega Game Gear TV tuner.
Oh, he did a hand thing. He was serious about something. What's happening? For the listeners at home, there is two people. Who are very cutesy, and we have been watching them this whole time.
I've been watching them for 45 minutes now.
And they're getting very friendly, but like not sex friendly, just kisses friendly.
Her legs are on his lap.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't see that from
means
my angle.
Nothing,
yeah, that means nothing. It's just like a.
It's something.
I mean, they're not gonna fuck on that couch. That's what that means.
It's campus.
If it does, then man, we're gonna rebrand the Lifecast. We have some footage. They're so unassuming. Anyway, I have two games. If we want, we can do Five Links to Lost again.
Let's do some new ones.
What's that?
Yeah, I have two. It's Pat's never done it actually. Why don't we do it with Pat?
Uh-oh. I'll do it with Pat. I'll do it against Pat.
Okay, I will. Okay, so Pat, I will pull up a random article of my choosing.
Okay.
Fun facts. Now, well, gentle fun fact. If you go on Wikipedia now, you can mouse over the links and get a preview as to what it is.
Thank fucking God.
How do I do the random page for Wikipedia?
You go to wikipedia.org.
/random.
I found it up the other night and I was like, this changes everything.
Random article.
Random article. I'm going to click through a few, but...
Oh, can I go to the bathroom first?
Oh, yeah, go to the bathroom.
Yeah. So we have to get to the most obscurest thing ever?
Not ever, but like...
Not of all time. That's a tall order. Of all time? Like, you know, you can get obscure, but like the most obscure? That sounds rough.
Okay.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our segment, which I do not know the song of, so please put Greg doing the thing in. I think that's it.
We don't have transition music for this one.
We don't?
We just go right into the background music.
Oh, okay.
Maybe if you listen to our podcast, you'd know.
I don't. I don't think I ever will.
Case in point.
Same.
I feel like I've had my window to listen to our own podcast.
Well, you're still on it, right?
Yeah.
That window's not closed.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, it is.
Today, in Five Links to Lost, we are starting on 2010 in hip-hop music. A genre of music I really love, and probably a year that influenced my love of it a lot. Let's see how you can fuck it up. So, our players, contestants, are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
Sure. All right.
In 5 seconds, you will begin. 5, 4, 1.
Cool.
I see the couple. They're
No. Keep working.
Yeah, no, you guys keep going. This is just live commentary. It looks like he's pretending about he cares what she's saying. What do you think his intentions are? Do you think he's trying to get that fuck, or do you think he's trying to marry?
I don't know, but I saw his tongue flicking. I don't know if that was a word or if that was a thing.
Is that his mating call?
Okay, I think I have my link. Okay.
No sound, just we're flicking the tongue.
Five? Yeah, you're done. Yep. You have to click.
Oh, click. Okay.
Contestants, click. Sorry, I was too enthralled. In there.
Hold on, I haven't clicked a single one yet.
You got it, Pat. You got five, five, okay. four, three, three, two,
one.
Two, two,
one.
Two, one, one. I gave you an extra second, Pat. That was generous.
No, Pat, you just need one link.
I was a gracious game show host.
Oh, just one link?
Just one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you click. Wait, you clicked one?
Yeah, I guess so.
From 2010 in hip hop.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, you're good?
All right.
All right, cool.
I think I already have my next link, but.
All right, go. Well, it looks like he's whistling.
Yeah, he's whistling.
He's trying to show her. I can hear too.
Is that his mating call?
Oh, yeah, it's. It's showing up on
what
audio,
if they're
so
bird
you guys
people?
Can faintly hear it.
Maybe they are birds.
No, yeah, I found my link.
What if they're bird people
and
they're going to turn into big fucking birds?
Is this Animorphs IRL?
Yeah, this is Animorphs.
Terrifying. Horrifying. Don't want to see it.
Three,
oh man, that's
two,
perfect. I've been trying
one.
To put Aaron Coker in my D&D
click
campaign.
Your ring. Click your links, everybody.
Okay.
That is a Google Doc.
But Pat, what did you do?
Yeah, you can't use the external links. We should have specified.
Pat, use an external link.
I'm gonna go back and find a different.
Yeah, please. Oh, wait.
Don't use
I wonder.
Citations, Pat.
I see something, but I don't know if I should go for it.
So this game's all about risks, and if I knew my guess it was Pat, you know, it sounds like he's fucking downloading movies over there. It might be less of a risk than you
Pat
think.
Pat picks up the.
All
right. Pat, I've given Pat. You've all doubled right. The time every time. if you don't,
you knew this.
I know, I do too. But like, this is a fucking Wikipedia like, for nothing.
I know.
Go.
She bit his ear.
Ooh.
Ooh. That's not comfortable. I.
Is that right. Your mating call?
I clicked.
I clicked the thing.
And
you
it worked.
The thing? Oh, you both clicked
once.
The thing?
I clicked the thing.
Ah, cool. We can stop and start the next round. What is this, four? Is this fourth link?
Yeah, this is fourth
this
link.
Is gonna all right, be four.
Three, two, one, go.
Okay. Ooh, oh, my God.
Okay,
I might have made a mistake.
Ooh, they're getting closer.
No, stop that.
Maybe both physically and probably emotionally.
No, I doubt emotionally.
You doubt emotionally? You think this is a shallow thing?
I think it is.
Okay. Hold on.
Though I like his socks. I saw them. They're like Argyle.
Oh, cool.
And they're rainbow.
Argyle socks are cool.
I also really like Argyle socks.
Five, four, three,
aha!
Two, right. One.
Clicked.
Final one.
Okay.
Go.
Okay.
Ooh, she's reaching for something. Is it her vagina? Or is it?
Is that her foot, like next to his face? Oh, is he biting her ankle?
Oh my god.
They're
into feet.
No.
I'm finding out so much about this couple. As it turns out, if you like. A couple into thinking they're alone on a whole floor, you'll see some shit. Four, three, two, all right. One.
I don't even think they know we're here.
Okay.
This is creepy.
well, I have my final thing.
Me too.
You're done?
Yeah.
Tell me about your journey.
I got to Nico Nico.
I got to freedom of speech in the United States.
Okay, all right.
Isn't that just hip hop in the 2010s?
Alright.
Whose journey? Should we see both journeys?
We should see both journeys. Because I like seeing the journey before we pick a winner.
Okay,
I don't think it's fair to be like, I think that end game is really good, but the journey didn't fucking matter.
Okay.
I think the journey does matter. And when I decide, I pick the fucking journey. So tell me your journey.
Okay, cool.
Because you like journey.
Yes, because I like journey.
And Pat doesn't.
What do you mean?
Because I started.
Oh, the game? I thought you meant the band.
Ew. Tell us about your journey, Deanna.
Sorry, Deanna.
I started at 2010 in hip hop music.
Yes.
And I went to Sweet 420.
Okay.
I went to, from Sweet 420, I went to G-Funk.
G-Funk?
From G-Funk, I went to Synthesizer.
Okay.
From Synthesizer, I went to Vocaloid.
Okay.
From Vocaloid, I went to Nico Nico.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Two different worlds.
It makes sense, too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Pat,
tell me. So from 2010 in hip-hop.
You went to an external link.
No.
I downloaded a virus on my computer, and it's not working anymore. So I had to take a screenshot of my journey. And I'm reading it from that.
I went to Fat Joe.
Okay. And then he was a rapper, very popular in 2010.
Was he the one that was arrested in 2010?
The one.
Like Minnesota or something?
Fat Joe's actually like a super good dude. Fat Joe's been like... He's like one of the front runners of like trying to help Puerto Rico get back on their feet. Like Fat Joe seems like a good fucking person.
Then I went Lean
That's
Back.
Besides the point. Okay, yeah, a song by the Terror Squad featuring Fat Joe.
Okay. No, it was Shoddy Red.
Recording Industry Association of America.
Okay.
And then I ended up on the First Amendment to the United States.
Of course. Of
course. Yeah, as you do from a recording studio's Wikipedia page.
They're just getting it on
out
there.
Now they? I'm on.
She kissed his cheek.
Freedom of speech, United States.
Okay.
All right.
I'm feeling Pat more.
Yeah, I'm feeling Pat more because I think his end game is a lot funnier.
Oh yeah, it's a good punchline for sure.
But like your journey made a lot more sense. Like your journey was more boring, but your end game was funnier. Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with Pat. Good job, Pat. Yeah, you have won on your first episode. Oh. Five Links to Lost.
It's dramatic.
I have a new game today.
Oh, shit. Okay.
It might be fun. We're going to try it out.
Okay.
We're trying new things. It is called...
Wait. 41-ish minutes.
Okay.
New game segment. Okay.
This is a new game segment. As Sydney very fucking aggressively... It was called Triple S. S stands for slaughter, suffer, or save.
Yes.
This is a fuck, marry, kill like game in which we will discuss children of media and we will decide to either adopt them, let them suffer in the adoption clinics, or kill them.
So adopt, slaughter, save. Got it.
Adopt, slaughter, save. But like the save is the adopt. The suffer is to keep them there, and the slaughter is to fucking murder them.
Oh, it's suffer, slaughter, save.
Suffer,
Got
slaughter,
it.
Save.
Got it.
We'll call it Triple S. Guy Fieri, a big inspiration of mine. He likes his acronyms. He likes the same letters in his acronyms.
Okay.
I'm gonna follow my father. This is Triple S.
Okay.
So I had one. I think we needed more Fire Emblem people here, but like we could still give it a shot if you wanted.
Okay.
I was banking on Greg being here too.
You could look up pictures of them.
Yeah, you guys can look up pictures.
Yeah,
and you
I'm
can judge
do that.
Totally. Shallow. You can judge and be shallow. So the first one.
No, character design is everything. It's fine.
Okay. The three here are kids from Fire Emblem. There's Owain. They're all from Fire Emblem Awakening. O W A I N.
What?
O W A I N.
All right.
Pat, you can't just look up Owain. It's not going to work.
Why not?
Inigo is the second one. Inigo. Fire Emblem. Awakening.
Okay.
What was the second one?
Inigo. I-N-I-G-O.
This boy?
That boy.
They both look like douchebags.
And Morgan. Should we do male or female Morgan? Either one?
Yeah, okay. I'd say either one.
Okay.
Okay.
How do you spell Inigo again?
I-N-I-G-O. All right, so two people know who these characters are, and two people have no idea who these characters are, so this will actually be fun. Sorry, Greg. We'll do more Fire Emblem in the future.
Yeah, that's an ego.
Boy, okay. Let's go to their wiki pages. I'm going to...
You got to learn a bit about them, too?
Yeah, okay. I guess.
I'm going to judge off of this photo.
Male and female Morgan are pretty much interchangeable.
Yeah, that's fine.
It just depends on which Robin you pick.
Okay.
So, I don't know if they have separate pages.
Yeah, let me do a little bit of reading on these boys.
Okay. You can also judge by their parents.
Yeah, but like, can you give me like a one sentence summary of their fucking personality?
Watch that video.
No.
Maybe that'll
Ben,
do
can
it.
Can you give a summary of Inigo and Owain?
I can give a good summary. I can give a pretty good summary of Owain.
Okay.
He is a super flashy Hero of Justice type character.
Okay.
Very stupid, very over the top.
Why does he have sunglasses on in this picture?
Inigo is super flirty and fails miserably at picking up girls.
Okay.
And colorful. Morgan is a pure girl or boy who wants to be like their parents.
Okay.
All right. Tell me when you're done perusing.
And
we'll move on. Take your time.
All right, sure.
Yeah.
I guess
go
yeah.
For it? All right.
Yeah, go for it.
All right. So slaughter and save are either the easiest ones or the hardest ones. So let's go with suffer first. Which one are we going to keep in the adoption clinic? And why?
I think I'm going to keep Owain in the adoption clinic.
Keep Owain in the that's very controversial because he's like the most popular dude ever. No, I'm just saying. I'm saying it's fun to see that because like he's like the most popular kid.
All right.
I have mine. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep Inigo in the adoption clinic because I think when he becomes of age, he can dance for his money.
Okay.
And feed himself because Olivia is his mom.
Okay. We'll do this on a votes basis to keep it fair.
Okay.
I'm going to put Morgan in the adoption clinic.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, that's good because like Morgan isn't like spectacular or anything. Yeah. Morgan's just like
she's like eh.
It's like eh, but also I don't want to kill Morgan because Morgan seems like a good person and would help the world. I get that. Pat, which one are you? Which shallow decision are you going to Which child are you going to keep in the adoption clinic until they're 18?
Inigo.
You're going to keep Inigo in the adoption clinic until they're 18?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have Owain, Inigo.
Morgan.
I'm going to vote for Morgan.
Okay, so we have the tiebreaker between Inigo and Morgan.
Flip a coin.
I don't have a coin.
I have a coin.
Flip a coin. This comes down to fate.
Heads Inigo, tails Morgan?
Yeah, sure.
Tails, Morgan.
Morgan.
Okay.
Morgan, you are staying in the adoption clinic. Damn. Which, honestly, is probably the safest place to be.
I think home is a safe place to be.
In this game.
In this scenario?
In this scenario, okay. Because your shot of death is now gone.
Oh, okay.
And now is left Owain and Inigo. Which one are we killing and which one are we adopting?
I'm going to say adopt Owain, kill Inigo.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say...
Yeah, I agree with Dan.
I agree with that.
I don't.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to say we adopt Inigo and kill Owain.
I want to adopt Morgan and kill Owain.
Hold on. Okay. Which one?
Inigo's dying. Inigo's we have the majority.
Inigo is such a good boy.
So what's happening? Him. Votes. Who are we slaughtering?
Inigo.
Inigo.
Owain. Does Biscuit get a vote?
No. Slaughter. Sorry, Inigo.
He's a good boy.
Which means we are saving Owain.
Lame.
Owain, you've done it. Again, you have won.
Cool. That was fun.
Don't worry. I got a few more.
Cool. Okay. You have a few more sets?
A few more sets, yeah.
Oh, boy. Are they all Fire Emblem?
No.
There was only one.
I just wanted the Fire Emblem one because I thought there'd be more Fire Emblem.
Okay.
This one is dark, sad, and world-ending type of video games. We have Ellie from The Last of Us. We have Clementine from The Walking Dead.
Okay.
And I put Atreus there because he's new. the world isn't ending, but I like him.
He can stay in the adoption clinic.
Okay.
Which one
are you going to make suffer?
Wait, what was the last one?
Atreus from God of War.
Okay. So.
What was the second one?
Clementine from The Walking Dead.
I want to save Clementine. I want to adopt Clementine. Sorry, Ellie.
Clementine can stay in the adoption clinic.
I've only played Walking Dead.
Okay.
I know nothing about Ellie and I know nothing about Atreus.
Perfect. So let's go. Which one are we going to make suffer?
I have a question.
Stay until they're 18.
Are the timelines for these games still in effect?
No.
Okay.
We have taken them all out of their video games and thrown them in an adoption.
Okay, because my logic was that I was going to take Ellie home because I figure she would be exploited as a cure and be murdered in the adoption clinic.
They have poofed out of their source material and are now on planet Earth. I'm sorry.
That doesn't change my answer.
Okay. All right. So
I'll take Clementine home.
Yeah, I will also take Clementine home.
I want Clementine home.
Yeah, I adopt.
I want to save Clementine. All right, which one are we going to have suffer and which one are we going to have slaughtered?
Atreus gets to stay at the adoption clinic.
Okay. Are we going to slaughter Ellie? I mean, I'm surprised she hasn't been anywhere.
I don't want to slaughter Ellie.
Okay.
How old is she in the game? She only have like 2 years left in the adoption clinic?
I wouldn't say it's a slaughtering, more of a mercy killing at this point.
Honestly, yeah. All right, so who are we killing, Ellie or Atreus?
I don't know anything about Atreus except that he is boy.
He is boy, Ellie's girl. You're the lord.
Yeah, Ellie has a lot of shit happen to her. And yeah. You know.
I feel like she's expecting it. But so is Atreus. Because, like, they're both in, like, pretty bad situations. But, like, yeah. Atreus is way stronger than Ellie is.
Yeah, I feel like Atreus has use. You can turn him into a sniping machine.
Yeah,
in God
you can.
Of War, I hear.
It's true. He can he
Ellie just
bows.
Kills the shit out of people.
I killed the shit out of him, Joel.
That one line, Naughty Dog, damned your character.
I killed the shit out of him.
But yeah, Ellie goes.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Ellie.
Sure,
I think,
why not? Yeah. Right, I don't know either of these other two characters. I don't care.
Ellie is slaughtered and Atreus is suffering.
Yeah, but we saved the good one.
He'll be fine.
The good one. We have two more.
Okay.
This one is the Koopalings.
Oh, this is why you asked.
Yeah, these are the Koopalings. Okay. Morty, Wendy, and Ludwig, we decided were the best Koopalings.
Wendy can suffer, and Morty can... I will adopt Morty.
Yeah.
I'll adopt the goth.
Yeah, Morton's just the best. He's like a big lug. He looks like a fucking idiot.
I guess that means Lenny's dying. He's being persecuted for
Ludwig,
his war crimes.
Ludwig. It's the wrong one. I had to double check. I think I should say we kill Ludwig.
But, yeah, Ludwig is dying. All right,
let's go through votes.
Is Ludwig a piano prodigy?
Yes.
Can I exploit him?
Can I?
This is turning into another mercy killing.
Yeah, what the hell? Okay. So which one are we gonna suffer? Which one are we gonna have stay there forever?
Wendy,
Morton. I want to bring Ludwig home.
It's a rough decision.
So I can make money off of him.
If you bring a fucking dinosaur home on planet Earth, you'll be good.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
So any one of them.
He's they a piano playing dinosaur.
He doesn't need to be one. He just needs to be a dinosaur.
We'll go to Carnegie Hall every weekend.
Okay. All right. So we have one vote for Wendy. I'm voting for Wendy.
Is this for suffering?
This is for suffering.
Yeah.
I vote Wendy. For Morton. Wendy. And your vote doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's Wendy. So Wendy suffers.
Sorry, Wendy.
Yeah.
Actually, no. Congratulations, Wendy. Now it's between Morton and Ludwig.
I'm
Which
taking
one
Morton.
Killing?
I'll take Morton home.
All right.
I'm My opinion doesn't
Easy.
Matter.
We're saving Morton and... Sitting
We're letting a prodigy die.
Sending Lenny off to the farm upstate. Yeah,
and the final one I have.
Oh boy.
Uh-oh.
Is Dragon Ball Kids. But not only is it Dragon Ball Kids, it is Goku's bloodline Dragon Ball. So it is
Uh-oh.
Kid
Shit.
It is Kid Goku from Dragon Ball Original.
Okay.
Gohan.
Gohan?
Gohan.
Gohan.
Gohan and Goten.
Which one's Goten? I know.
That's the combination, right?
That's the combination.
That's Goten and Trunks.
Yeah.
Okay. Goten's the one that looks like Goku. Yeah.
He's the youngest son of Goku?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And Gohan's like the middle child?
Yeah, Gohan's the first child, Goten's the second child.
Oh, okay, and so it's just
kid
two of them.
And it's Goku.
Kid Goku.
Yeah, from
who
regular.
Who is their dad, but just
yeah.
the kid?
Who
no,
is
yeah.
their dad, but it's like from
totally
the Dragon
removed.
Ball series.
Got it. Yeah. Goku can die, he's an idiot.
see, we were just saying this, but if Goku dies, do you realize how many other people die? Literally, the whole fucking galaxy dies if Goku does
He stops Vegeta at some point, right?
Yeah, he stops everyone.
Yeah.
Like, that galaxy, there'd be no Dragon Ball if it wasn't for Goku.
Okay.
Everyone would be dead. So I feel like at the very least, you have to at least keep Goku
I was
going to
make an Infinity War joke.
I want to adopt Gohan.
Yeah, I've already
like
got
Gohan.
My set.
Yeah, I got my set. But for the hell of it, let's see what we're doing. What are we doing? Who are we going to...
I'm going to let Goku suffer.
Let Goku suffer.
He's already...
I'll live with it.
He's lived as an orphan his entire life anyway.
Yeah, he's
that actually isn't. That actually isn't very different than what actually happened. Like, he was left alone in a fucking mountain to fend for himself, and his grandfather gave him a Dragon Ball. That is this kid's only possession. Is a fucking
oh,
Dragon
this boy.
Ball. As a child.
Cool.
Yeah, that's Trunks. Trunks is the cooler of the Gotenks fusion, but unfortunately he is not.
Okay.
But not Kid Trunks. Kid Trunks isn't cool.
Neither is Goten.
Neither is Goten.
So is Goten dying?
I think Goten might
be
dying.
I'm killing Goten.
I think Goten might be dying.
I guess. Goten. I would adopt or save him.
Yeah.
Just because I have a soft spot in my heart for younger siblings.
Yeah. Okay. I get that. I don't get that directly, but I understand where you're coming from. I don't have any siblings.
So Gohan is my pure son. I want to protect
Gohan. We have to adopt Gohan. He's had such a rough go.
I just like that he becomes a regular dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adopt and slaughter.
I mean, he still does the Dragon Ball stuff.
Gohan is the only person in all of Dragon Ball who has his fucking life together.
It's true. Like, he is a strong individual and has a career and a wife and a child. Yeah.
But Pat, let me paint you a picture.
Yeah, let him have
it. I fell asleep watching Dragon Ball. I wake up and I see Gohan in like regular people clothes, but then with that hair. Yeah. And I'm just like, what happened?
He's done it all. Gohan is just the best.
My Super Saiyan man.
My favorite part about adult Gohan is in Resurrection F, where he gets ready to fight Frieza, and instead of putting on his gi, he puts on a fucking tracksuit.
He's ready, what can I say?
Find his outfit.
Oh, man. Pat, did you watch all the
Gohan
movies too?
So much.
No.
Oh, okay.
That was just...
Yeah, he did only 150 episodes.
That was
God,
the end of
keep
Kai.
Up.
Huh?
That was part of the end of Kai.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah, I'm on episode like 54 of Kai or something like that. Oh. I finished Frieza and I got tired of it because Frieza.
How much fucking free time do you guys have?
I mean, this is from January. I watched 50 episodes from January.
I binged it in a week.
I barely watched 5 episodes of. Spoiler!
I binged it.
Well, we're going to find
week.
Out during announcements.
Yeah.
If you ignore all your other responsibilities, you can watch a lot of TV.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
all
but
I'm
that
saying.
Involves ignoring my paycheck, Dave. That's it. I can ignore everything else and be okay.
All right. I was going to say,
what if you got Dave to watch Dragon Ball with you?
He's already listening to All Systems Goku with me.
Okay.
Oh man, there's some development. That looks like a subtle boob grab, I'll be honest.
Oh yeah.
Love a subtle boob grab.
That definitely looked like I'm playing with you just to grab your boobs.
Yeah.
Or just
play yeah, it more hit subtle, us, dude. Hit us. Well, we'll do announcements at the end.
It's a good
podcast ender.
Okay, cool. All right. So now it's time for questions. Yeah, let's do the Twitter ones first. And then we'll see how much time we have for these ones as well.
Okay.
Hit me up with those twad or questions.
Ninky Minjaj on Twitter asks, Adam!
Hi.
What do you prefer, playing a free game but paying for cosmetics or paying for a game and getting free cosmetics? Example, Fortnite and Overwatch.
This could be either. This could go either way. I think I prefer free games with cosmetics because...
Yeah.
Generally speaking, it seems like when games like that happen, it seems like it gives developers a little more like leeway with what they need to do,
mm-hmm.
because it seems like all of like the content that they'll be releasing is free, assuming like all of the game modes and stuff will be free, and people buy costumes by the fucking ass ton, so it is definitely a good way to get money without sacrificing anything of the game.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like that's where like the big popular games are going anyway, with like a free-to-play model and like things you can get with it. I definitely think I prefer free games with cosmetics. That being said, like if we're using examples, Fortnite and Overwatch, I think Fortnite is doing way cooler things with their game than Overwatch has ever done with their game.
Yeah,
like Fortnite does this like cool thing where like some days I'll wake up and then there'll be a big fucking like crater in the earth and half the map will be gone. And I can do this really cool shit, like pick up these crystals, and now I can jump 20 feet in the air and run really fast. It seems like if we're doing it just by these things, Fortnite is way more willing to try cool things. They're willing to take more risks than Overwatch ever has, because Overwatch is for the most part played pretty safe with their model. You buy your game, you get all the characters, you get are free except for the skins. You get one loot box every event, and when you level up. But they generally don't take risks with Overwatch. They play it very, very safe. That being said, these are two examples, and that's not fair for the whole model to be defined just by these two things.
Yeah.
But I would say I prefer free game, paid cosmetics.
I would say in practice, mm-hmm. I prefer free game, paid cosmetics. Mm-hmm. Because Warframe has a fucking amazing example of this.
Yeah, for sure.
They have all of their cosmetic stuff is paid, but none of their game is locked behind that.
Yeah.
And then they also have the community making, like, skins that mm-hmm. they can benefit off of in a real way.
Yeah.
So just anything Warframe does in, like, the free-to-play model, I'm automatically like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
They do a really good job.
Yeah.
But in theory, I think I prefer, like, a paid game with full cosmetic upgrades.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it depends what kind of game, though, right?
Yeah. Because, like Monster Hunter?
Yeah.
I'm very okay with... fine.
Okay.
I'm not dying or anything. The fan just came on in this room we're in.
Can we hear it?
A little bit.
Okay.
I'll edit it. It's whatever.
Okay.
I'm too lazy to move right now. No. What was I saying? Yeah, Monster Hunter has free cosmetics, even though you have to work for them. Mm-hmm. They have free DLC. They have mm-hmm. free upgrades.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
I'm gonna kill somebody! Yeah. It's still fine.
Yeah, and yeah, I think they're a good example of it too. But I think for like my single player games, I would way rather do the opposite of pay a game and then get all my unlocks for free. But for multiplayer game, I'd way rather free okay. cosmetics.
I just choose whatever model saves me money personally.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair.
I'm kind of in the same boat that Deanna's in, but I think I have a slight lean towards, like, pay for game and get free stuff, just because I like to look cute in my games, and I really hate that I have to pay for that sometimes, because, like, I don't know, like, in-game currency, I will grind that shit out if I can mm-hmm. before I open up my wallet and give a company more money.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
I guess I like having the option to do paid versus, like, in-game currency.
Yeah.
Thing. So, thing like Warframe does really well.
Yeah, yeah. So like, assuming you have the time to, having like a constant way to get the currency and stuff like that, yeah. like grinding that out, I definitely think that's like the best way.
Yeah.
I
think for accessibility, it's just
letting
way.
People to be able to grind for your currency.
Yeah.
Pat,
what do you think?
About you?
What about paid game, paid cosmetics?
My favorite.
No.
Are we talking about like?
I'm talking about World of Warcraft with your fucking mounts.
Okay. I'm gonna say we're talking about like literally every fighting game of all time.
even though I have.
But is that what you prefer?
No. Okay. I spent $75 on mounts and like. No.
I thought you were about to say a mount, and I would have flipped this table.
Three mounts, 25 a pop.
Still a lot.
Yeah,
that
is a lot. That's when I first started the game. So,
I have only ever wanted one mount in an MMO, and it was the fat chocobo in Final Fantasy 14. You could only get it by ordering like a premium edition of the game or something. But oh my god, it's so cute, and he's so tubby.
Also, one more thing. I think from a business perspective, I think the free game cosmetics has, like, it seems in the past has worked more consistently.
Yeah. Definitely.
Because I would definitely like to see the numbers in money between PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds and Fortnite.
Yeah.
And I think Fortnite far, far, far surpasses the amount of money that PlayerUnknown's will ever make.
Yeah. To be fair, they did start out with more money.
Yeah.
I mean, they're backed by Epic.
Yeah. Well, it's a studio, yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely like to see those numbers.
Yeah.
For sure.
Especially just, like, with Fortnite, I feel like even when I just play casually, I'm still getting things. Whereas PUBG was like, okay, if we don't get top three, we are playing this every day.
Oh, yeah, you're shit out of luck.
Yeah, you're shit out
for getting anything in PUBG.
I feel like just from, like, what I've absorbed through, like, social osmosis and stuff, I feel like Fortnite is a lot less tryhard than PUBG.
For sure. It's definitely way more casual.
Yeah.
Way more relaxed. But that being said, you can still...
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it still gets really intense.
You can be a fucking tryhard in Fortnite.
Yeah.
And by God, are people fucking tryhards in Fortnite.
When it gets down to the last, like...
But yeah, generally the game goes like, oh, hey, wow. The game's been going on for 30 seconds. Oh, wow. 75 people are dead. Okay. Now all the tryhards are left. And the two people hanging out in the fucking crevices of Salty Springs. Like, those are the people left. But
Loot Lake.
Yeah.
I just appreciate that there's stuff going on in Fortnite. Like, yeah. The amount of PUBG games where I was just like, okay, we're not doing anything for 40 minutes,
yeah.
And then we die when we have to leave our house.
PUBG, yeah. You're just kind of sitting around. Fortnite, you have to actually move.
You fucking can't sit around in Fortnite. You will be at a very, very massive disadvantage if you just sit in Fortnite.
Yeah. You got no resources, no guns.
Yeah. You're going to get swarmed by 4 John Wicks while they build fucking...
Goddamn John Wicks.
while they build a kingdom around you in 20 seconds.
That happened last night when I was playing. Fucking...
All right. Should we move on to the next question?
Yeah, next question.
Nikki Minjaj also asks, thoughts on the development of Pokemon Go?
I've talked about this a lot last week. But to keep things short, I think they've made a lot of really good and meaningful changes to Pokemon Go, and it still has the group of people that still play it, so I don't think it loses as much as people think.
Okay.
Because a lot of people are like, oh, well, not as many people play it now. It's like, yeah, but like some people still do, and I think you'll still get a fun experience out of it.
Yeah.
If you play in a city, definitely not in my town.
Yeah.
There's nobody playing Pokemon Go in my town.
Yeah. I definitely think in cities it's a lot more fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Even though I don't do like raids and stuff, I'm still having fun like catching more Pokemon because they're more frequent.
Yeah. If you have access to a city, I think you will have way more fun in Pokemon than you would in the middle of nowhere.
Sorry, Kennedy.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Is that it for that one?
Yeah, that's kind of it. I listened to episode 107. I talked a lot about Pokemon Go.
Okay.
And I think it's doing really well.
And then Cowboy Be Thought asks, is it okay for developers to encourage or even prohibit modding in their game? Discourage or even prohibit. Sorry.
I don't see the issue of it. As long as it isn't like some weird expletive thing that's ruining their game in some way. But even then, I'd say let mods exist.
Yeah.
I think it depends a lot on like the context and like what exactly the game in question is.
Yeah.
Because like if it's, you know, say like, I don't know, what's a good example? Scary. Edith Finch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like what the fuck are you gonna get out of that if you bought it, you know?
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And like Edith Finch is also a game that's very much so like, this is what happens. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's any different, you're kind of like ruining the story and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, in those kinds of situations, I could understand it, but it's very much so, like, a game-by-game basis.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because, like, I have an example of this in Hearthstone, where a lot of Hearthstone streamers will use deck trackers, and on their stream, they will have, like, every card in their deck, what they've drawn, what they've played, what they have left.
Yeah.
And while that's, like, super nice and helpful, it definitely provides an unfair advantage if you're not using that, because that's something you have to keep in mind. In your head, you have to, like any card game, you have to play to your outs, you have to realize what you have left, you have to manage your resources, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And that, like, they don't allow mods at all in Hearthstone. People have opened that game up and have changed things, so people had to create add-ons for it instead, like through third parties and stuff like that. But it totally depends on the game.
Yeah.
Like, if it's a multiplayer competitive thing, I think maybe be a little selective about what they could be, because they could give you a big advantage. Or something like that. Like, what if you just had fucking hotkeys in fighting games for certain things? Like
that would actually just ruin the entire
game. That would just ruin the entire game, you know? But, for sure.
Skyrim,
but things like Skyrim. I mean, even WoW, it's a little gray area because there is a competitive mode in WoW.
There is, but, they don't add anything, really. It's just, like, here's...
It's just the regular gameplay, but against a person, right?
Yeah, it's just, like... 2v2s or 3v3s, and like all the add-ons do is like, here's a little window of like how much damage you're doing or how much damage your team.
Those are fine.
And then like there's like other ones that's like, here's
It's no like ability altering.
Yeah. Here's your opponent's health bar, and then like here's what cooldowns they have left or cooldowns you have left.
That being said, I do think there's a fine line between like a disadvantage and just like information.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think because like if you have too much information and the other opponent does not, that's just not fucking fair. Like if you have the cooldowns on, that shouldn't be the opponent's fault for not having it on.
Yeah.
You know?
The other thing is on like tournament stuff like BlizzCon.
Yeah. No add-ons.
There's none of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
None
of
that.
Yeah.
I mean, that only makes sense.
Yeah, they have to standardize
it
somehow.
That's why they
have
to, like, fucking practice without them for a while.
Yeah.
I think in the case of, like, if a game is
broken mm-hmm. in one way or another, and the devs just aren't getting around to yeah. fixing it, or it's going to take a while to fix
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Like definitely
Souls.
Mod it.
Yeah, like yeah. Dark Souls. Yeah. Dark
definitely Souls. Mod it. But if
or like Witcher 1.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
Skyrim
oh, man.
Graphics.
It came out in 2010, Pat.
No, but like that was one of the first mods they released too.
But if devs are like working on it and they're continually working to improve gameplay experience, even if it's just a quality of life thing, what's the point? So I don't think they should prohibit in that case. I think definitely discourage.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
I just feel like when it comes to like competitive stuff, like it's off the table for there. But like as far as I see it, like if you have mods who are like willing to like do things to your game, especially to like make it more fun for them or other people, like that's just like a passion project at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I take that as flattery, honestly.
Just like all the nude mods in Stardew Valley. You know, they don't provide anything else.
Yeah, they're nude mods
yeah,
for Stardew
I know.
Valley. Yeah.
They're just pixels, though.
There's even one that gives... What's the guy everyone likes?
Shane,
yeah. They give Shane a masturbation schedule.
They give everybody a masturbation schedule.
Really? Everyone?
Everyone.
I just remember when I saw it, they had one specifically for Shane.
No, it's everybody.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, that's all the questions we have.
How long are we?
We're 110.
Okay. We could probably end it around there. Do you want to go a little longer?
We can go another, like, 5-10 minutes.
All right, cool. Then I have some questions here.
Okay. Hit them.
I actually didn't read through a
lot
of these.
Hit us
let's
with
see, let's
them.
See what you wrote.
Can you read my handwriting?
Not very well. If you could travel anywhere in the U.S., where would you go?
Chicago.
It's funny you mentioned that because Andres wants to go to Chicago. He said that this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We'll go together. It'll be a fun time.
Honestly, yeah, probably Chicago.
Chicago
seems like a really fun time.
Mm.
It does.
I want to check out the non-racist parts of the South because I want their good food. I want their dead pigs inside of me.
Okay.
I have two. I want to go to Austin, Texas, and I want to go to Portland, Oregon.
Also Seattle. I desperately want to go to Seattle. Seems like it's a neat place. All right.
And
okay,
also,
yeah.
Like Tennessee.
Yeah.
Because barbecue.
Okay.
Ooh, I want to go to Louisiana, New Orleans, and try some real Cajun food.
If you could change your name, would you?
No.
Nah.
No.
Cool. I don't even need to read the second part of that. Wait, did you mean like actual name or username?
No, like actual name.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I'd change my username on a few sites if I could.
Okay.
A PlayStation Plus.
What's a food you've always wanted to try?
I can't think of any food I've like wanted to try.
Any
sea
type
urchin.
Of seafood.
I actually had that recently. It was weird. It looks like a tongue, but it's orange.
Huh. Yeah, I was going to say like, eel, but like I eat eel fairly regularly.
Like, you know when you stick out your tongue, you can see like the little like bumps on it?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Do you cut cool. it?
You can. You I got like... it on sushi.
Okay.
If you asked me a few weeks ago, I would have said hibachi.
Okay,
but
what's hibachi?
It's when they have that big like grill mm-hmm. table and they like cut and do the food in front of you.
Oh, I know okay. what I want to do. Cool. I want to eat pit pig, where you just you dig the pit and you smoke the pig and you eat it.
Ooh, nah, fucking never.
Good.
I don't. Yeah, it's like
I feel like
yeah.
That sounds
not
good.
The whole pig, but
I
like
can't do
no,
all
not
of
all
it.
Of it.
Yeah, it's like a party thing.
Yeah, like you look at a whole like you it's just a fucking
like you just cook things
in
a fire pit.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
That's a Sunday night for me.
No, it's not in a fire pit. It's like in a pit, like a grave.
Yeah. Oh,
that you set on fire.
That sounds.
Yeah,
that sounds.
That's a fire pit.
Oh, development. He kissed his ear. He kissed her ear. Oh,
there's probably a term for it in Hawaii. I forget what it's called.
In Armenian, it's called a tonir.
A what?
A tonir.
Just yeah, fucks me up with a whole pig roast.
I want to eat pigs, but like, do all the dirty work for me. Give me the best.
Oh man, I'll go in there.
I don't want to eat like a pork snout and eyeballs. Give me the fucking give me the best part of that pig.
They pull that pig out of the pit, and I'm just like,
I've had this before, but I really want some like red snapper, just like the whole fish.
Okay.
I also want goat. I had it before, and it was really good.
I want some lamb. I had lamb last week, though. I eat a lot of adventurous foods. Adventurous. Also, just like real Cajun food. Because here's a story and a chain of events. I went to the Cheesecake Factory. I got their Cajun chicken fingers. And they literally put salt and pepper on them.
Cajun.
So last
Sunday.
Were they
like painted black?
Not even.
Take your hands out of your face, Mr. Boiled Dinner.
And on top of that, they forgot to give me the aioli sauce until like I was halfway done.
Nice.
Oh, man.
So nothing spicy about this meal. Then I went to, my dad took me out for dinner for my birthday, and I got blackened salmon, and it was actually pretty good.
Okay.
It was actually, they had the spices and everything on it.
Nice.
And then my boss got us lunch at work, and I had a blackened fish sandwich. Also good. But I want to have real, like, authentic blackened fish.
Okay. Cool.
Even though I got both of them from, like, Mexican restaurants.
I want to go for authentic Mexican food. Sounds like a good
It's been like a long time since I've gone to like an actual fucking Mexican restaurant. I would really love to.
Mm-hmm.
Also maple syrup on a stick.
What?
It's a Canadian thing. They take snow and they drizzle maple syrup onto it, and then you get a maple syrup popsicle.
Huh. That sounds super Canadian.
It just sounds boring. What the hell?
I just want to say so I did it.
You know how they say all stereotypes are founded with at least a little bit of truth?
This is one of them.
Yeah. Don't they call them? No, the ice lollies are just popsicles in Britain.
Yeah.
Ice lollies. Ew.
That's like me. Blame the British.
Oh man, that's like how they call rompers play suits over there, and I hate it.
No, but play suit is something different.
That sounds funnier, though. I want to call them play suits. I'm going to call them play suits.
There's a British YouTuber I follow who she just tries on a bunch of clothes, and she's like, I love a good play suit. And I'm like, oh, no.
Nope, that's a lingerie, ma'am. Anyway.
She does have a pole in her apartment.
She has her life together.
Yes, she does. I've seen her house. It's very nice.
And Marge, right. Try some good old ice juice.
Water.
Yep.
That's not hard to find.
Cool.
Yeah, the summer.
Show
thing.
Me where. Oh.
Easy. What else have I ever wanted to try? I can't think of much. Maybe like fried scorpion.
Do they still not know we're here?
They don't know we're here.
They saw like me walking to and from the back.
It looks like they're getting intimate.
I want to try alligator.
I hear it's like really rough, isn't it?
I don't know.
Is it like really like gamey and like
I don't know.
Chewy? No, but dog is.
Every time what? I see alligator, it's like very, very white.
Okay.
I want to try venison. I've had venison.
It's very good.
Venison's good.
What is that?
Deer.
Also duck.
Yeah, got it's deer.
It. Oh, yeah. I want to try duck.
Duck is super good.
I think I had duck once. I don't remember what it tasted like.
It's like a better chicken.
Okay.
Oh, I really want just like a whole ass red snapper.
All right.
Anyway.
Which animal? I was still on the food. Which animated character triggered your sexual awakening? This is really tough because they were
Kida
definitely
from Atlantis.
Okay.
And also Milo from Atlantis.
They're definitely two definitive characters that trigger my sexual awakening as a child, and neither of them are animated.
Sinbad from that one DreamWorks Sinbad
movie. Sinbad.
Marina also from that Sinbad movie, which was weird because that's my mom's name. Eris from that Sinbad movie.
I don't know. My sexual awakening was definitely not because of animated characters. But
did
I don't
you say Scar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, mine was Kovu.
It was Kovu.
From the second Lion King movie.
Okay.
I watched that one a lot more than the first one.
I didn't watch that.
I forgot there was the second one.
I didn't. Kiara what was other, my spirit animal.
What other embarrassing characters can I say? Robin Hood from that Fox Robin Hood movie.
I'm trying to think of animated characters. Because they were definitely fictional real-life characters, but I can't think of any animated ones at the time.
Shigo?
That might have been a little later for me.
There were just a lot of animated female characters that I liked, but I didn't realize it was because I was gay.
Mine were anime people. Like, a lot of them.
Yeah.
What about you two over
Lavi
there?
Lavi from D. Greyman.
I'm trying
to I really find... liked Patsu from Castle in the Sky. He was a good boy. But I hated Haku's hair. I want him to change it so badly.
I haven't seen Castle in the Sky.
It had to have been like video games or something.
What other Disney movies did I watch?
This is hard.
Actually, I think I have it. Botan from Yu Yu Hakusho is probably...
I don't know who that is.
She's the first waifu.
Okay.
Winry from Full Metal Alchemist.
I was
Edward from Full Metal Alchemist.
I was past my sexual awakening by then.
Really?
Yeah. Because I watched that when I was like 14 or 15.
I didn't watch all this media at the same time.
Yeah.
I just I had multiple sexual awakenings, yeah. I guess.
I don't know. An animated character did not cause my sexual awakening.
Maze Hughes, Roy Mustang, Hawkeye.
I mean, there's some pretty hot people in that show.
Yeah.
But that was later. What about you, Pat?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I have a long list.
there are two people specifically, but they weren't animated. One was Storm from X-Men.
Good choice.
Storm was, oh man, the best thing in the world to me at five. And Selena Gomez. I would definitely watch Wizards of Waverly Place to see Selena Gomez.
I'd watch it for Justin, whatever his name was. David Henry.
I don't remember. I literally...
He was the older brother.
I don't remember any other character in that.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. Nice.
I don't remember a single other character in that show.
Basically everyone in Atlantis, actually.
I like Steve from Full House.
Except for the old lady.
And by extension, Aladdin from Aladdin.
Huh.
And I did not Kida's dad. Pretty much except those two. Everyone in that movie was hot. Is hot.
Even the mole guy?
In his own way. Huh. He's got a lot of passion about dirt. Love that.
I don't know who, like, what shows did I watch as a kid where that would even, like, be a thought in my mind? Because, like, you don't...
Pink Panther!
Like, you don't... Like, you don't think about it. That was not one on my real list. Happens. I never had that, those feelings towards animated characters until past my sexual awakening.
The Jetsons robot. That's my final...
What?
Like,
the maid?
Like, the maid?
No, not really.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm gonna lock my answer in as... There were not any animated characters I was... sexually attracted to until past my awakening.
The robot from Ex Machina. That's technically animated, right?
Yeah, that was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, and? I came out as bi like 3 years ago.
Okay, yeah. If we're just naming hot people, then, like, you know, we could probably go on for a while.
Yeah. No, I think Atlantis was, like, my big one.
Yeah. All right.
And Sinbad.
Is that everyone's answers?
Yeah, I think so. Pat, you don't have any answers.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Is Pat not sexually awoken yet?
Yeah, Pat hasn't transcended.
Wait, Pat, we're going to find your kinks. Oh, they're getting up. They can see us now.
Are you sure?
Be subtle. Be subtle with your next movements. They're what? Getting up.
Was it Baloo from the Jungle Book?
No. No.
They're getting up. They are leaving.
No, but Shere Khan from the Jungle Book. Somewhere private.
Okay. This was private. They didn't know we were here until this.
We were laughing so fucking loud.
Wait, well, we have to see their walkout. We have to see if they do anything fun.
Anything fun?
Yeah, see if they do anything scandalous in their walkout.
No, they're just laughing.
They're just laughing, having a grand old time. You have a great night, you two. You don't know I exist. But I hope you have a great
night. Do I have any others?
How long are we at?
124.
All right, we'll call it.
We don't have more?
I mean, we do, but we'll, okay. We'll just call it.
We'll just call it with my very long list of...
People you want to fuck?
People I want to fuck.
Yeah.
Horny. Horny on Maine. 25-8.
25-8?
Yeah, it's all more than 24-7.
Oh!
25 hours a day, 8 days a week.
Okay.
Yep.
Ha! Pat, I'm going to pry you for an answer, but not until after the show, because I don't think you want to say it here.
Okay.
Maybe his was also Storm, and he just didn't want to say it, because that would be like copying you.
I mean, yeah, you can say it's Storm. Was it Storm, Pat?
No.
Okay. I like Rogue.
Rogue was really fucking hot, too, yeah. I just liked X-Men, because they all wore tight suits, and, like, Mystique wore nothing. So that was definitely attractive to me at 5.
That's fair.
You knew what you wanted.
Yeah.
I was not attracted to the Silver Surfer, though.
How was that?
He's smooth like a Ken doll.
I hated how shiny he was.
Robot.
Huh. So basically, I'm gonna blame my sexual awakening on the X-Men as a whole franchise. Everyone.
I think
Professor X.
Sure.
Even Professor X.
Hell yeah.
Thank you for joining us on the live. Wait, we didn't do announcements.
This is Wait. Whose fault is that?
I thought, because in my notes I had announcements and then questions, and I thought I already did them, but I have to do announcements now. I thought.
Oh boy.
We have other podcasts.
Do we?
We have two in the making. We have Thick Thoughts coming out very soon, I think, actually.
Yeah.
We have The Code of Conflict, which releases every other Sunday.
Yeah, I host that.
Yep. We have Life is a Fiasco, hosted by Gregory Fernandez, which is coming out, soon? I don't know when, soon.
I don't know. Whenever he gets around to
it. And then we have a brand new podcast releasing at some point this week. We will see when it launches. It is called Leave It All to Us. It is a podcast series in which Deanna and I are going through the entire franchise of iCarly, 5 episodes at a time, and discussing the intricacies and stories and everything in between.
It's so, a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. It's like, ooh, man.
And we have really good cover art.
Yeah, we have really good cover art. We're going to have a great theme. Just you wait.
I'm working on the edge of my seat.
I'm working on it.
I'm going to show everyone at the table the cover art, if that's okay. We'll get some live reactions.
That is fine.
Dan's leaving. Dan got up.
Dan left it all to us.
Bye, Dan.
Dan's gone. Oh, boy.
Bye, Dan. Hi, Dan.
I had to make sure the door made a sound before I came back.
Okay. We stream on Twitch. We don't have a schedule yet, but we're currently working through some things. I think we're just going to start, like, pressing the live button whenever we want.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
If we play Fortnite tonight, I might start, like, pressing live on some
You're
of
gonna
our streams.
You're going to hit the button?
Yeah, I might just hit the button some nights. Deanna is starting up a Kerbal Space Program playthrough with various objectives Saturday nights.
Yeah.
Updates for when we go live are announced on Twitter and Discord. And if you want to follow us, you can go to our Discord by going to the link discord.lifecast.zone. Go to twitter.com/the_lifecast, and our website is thelifecast.net. Thank you so much for listening. This has been...
108.
100. This has been a doozy of an episode. This is episode 108.
It's a doozy.
A doozy?
We will be here this time next week. Thank you for listening to us. Our pleasure.
You're welcome for talking.
What? It's our sign out.
What?
Our pleasure.
Hi.
Our pleasure?
Mm-hmm.
For what?
You're existing. Listening.
What?
Our pleasure, your ears.
No!
I will pleasure your ears.
Oh. Stop it!
Oh.